And good afternoon and welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, whether you're listening to us live on the radio or you're listening to us on the internet. We do stream live, and we are available at richarddugan.com. That's Richard, D-U-G-A-N.com. So there are two D's in that web address, richarddugan.com. Click on that big old Listen Live link, and you can listen to us streaming live. And then when the program is over, you can go to the archives and listen to any of the programs that we have already recorded, including this one. When this one's finished, we'll put this up on the website 10, 15 minutes after the broadcast, and it'll be available to you. We encourage you to contact us here at Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, Choices, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. And the web address and the email address is richard@richarddugan.com. That's richard@richarddugan.com. And we encourage you to tune in every Saturday. This Saturday is no exception as far as our guest, whose website is emfbalancetechnique.com. And my guest is a return visitor to the program. It's been, she reminded me, about a year and a half since we were together last. And her name is Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, and she is the creator of and founder of The Lattice. We're going to find out about what The Lattice work is, the Lattice retraining, or actually it's reframing your reality is what The Lattice is about. We'll find out more. Peggy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Richard. It's good to be back.
And it's nice to be talking to you. Of course, you are located, both yourself and your, if you will, your headquarters, so to speak, is in Sedona, Arizona.
Yes.
Been there many times when living in Phoenix, Arizona. And I know that at the time of this recording, we're both kind of experiencing warming trends, as it were, in the air, but we're kind of wanting to warm things up a little bit for everyone else to take a look at some new ideas, some new concepts, some new, as we like to say, new paradigms, to see how we can change our world, whether it's just the local world we're in and what have you. As we get started here on the program, give us a little history, a little background on Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, and if you could then lead that into how you came upon this lattice work.
I'm going to try to make it as brief as possible, and I'm just going to talk about it started for me when I was 22, and I had a desire to remember God. Long religious background, and this was the end of the 60s, the beginning of the 70s. I always say this was not drug-induced or alcohol-induced, but I had an experience based on a mantra that I started with all my heart saying, I remember. And I had an experience of remembering. It involved seeing lights, seeing energy, moving into an altered state of consciousness, and touching that energy that connects all of us. They now call it the quantum field. It's called the matrix. It's called many different names. But I know I touched that energy. And when I did, I found exquisite, excruciating, amazing, infinite love. The energy that we are often told is that now I understand is at the base resonance of the universe. And I touched that energy. And when I did, I blew open what we would call all of my chakras, for those that are familiar with the chakras and the energy centers, and I'm sure most of your listeners are. And when that happened, I was no longer the same. I then spent 15 years in the state of being wide open, very sensitive, very aware, and not knowing what to do with it. I studied many different things from born-again Christianity, Siddha yoga. I went into martial arts because anything that would demonstrate the energy for me, I was trying to find a way to function in this awareness. So to set it up, why is that relevant for your listeners to hear this? As one, there's many more of us here than you can imagine who have had this awakened experience. And then we learn how to function, how to be here. Many people will develop healing modalities, or they'll develop modalities of understanding, or what we try to do, and as one who's had this experience, is how do you bring what you have experienced to this level? Only for me, those next 15 years were just complete, filled with light, energy, and confusion. It was so hard to function in three-dimensional reality. And then I had the second experience of this touching this collective consciousness, this morphogenic field. It is an amazing experience. You never forget it, and I was aware I would have it again, and I did. Only this time, I literally became an energy pattern, or you could say I became aware, acutely aware of this system in our energy anatomy, and I call it the universal calibration lattice. And I thought it was just for me. It was just to help me function, that the universe had taken pity upon this person who had blown themselves apart in touching the energy of love, and that it would help me be here. And this be here now kind of thing that even we were taught at that time. But what I found was that even as I started to observe this lattice, and it was, the experience was as if I was downloaded with all of this information at once, and I have spent the last 20 years using it, proving it, learning it. I can present it as a reality. I can present it as a concept. However a person wishes to accept it and use it and learn about this system in their energy anatomy, I do promise that the more you know about it, the more you are able to function and be here with more of who you are. And what does that mean? Well, people are opening up to this reality that there is so much more to them than meets the eye. They are finding that they're having some amazing experiences, or people are starting to even suspect that there's more to them than meets the eye, and they start to be more sensitive. And the lattice helps you to sort out these energies. And I know that there will be conflict around this. People will laugh and they'll say, how can you sort out your infinite self? And I will laugh with them and I will tell them that this is what saved my own consciousness, and that there are thousands and thousands of people around the world in over 70 countries who have learned about this lattice, who have found it beneficial in their life. They even have learned that I teach a work very specific for the lattice, called the EMF balancing technique. And yes, it's a technique. And I hear often people will say, oh, well, this is beyond technique, what I have. And it's a technique so that people can touch the sacredness of themselves. The word technique was used to make the touching of one's sacredness, one's unlimited self, one's greater self, more accessible. So over all these years, I would say that in the beginning, I'm now 57, and in the beginning I was one of the most impractical mystics you would ever meet. I was out there. I really had experience after experience, and with time and learning how to focus my energy and how to bring the new concepts in and the new understandings and how to apply what I know is the next step for my own evolution, I wound up teaching this to people all over the world, and they too are using the knowledge of the lattice with whatever they're doing. They use the EMF balancing technique to help to create greater order within the field, within an individual's energy field, because I see many, many people overwhelmed with the energies they bring through. So it gives you a little bit of time to sort out when you understand this lattice. It's a lattice logic. And it helps people be more whole. And I often like to say it's interesting how wholeness sounds a lot like holiness. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do that in so many little words, but I'm trying.
No worries. That's all right. Sometimes it's not possible because there's a lot of information there. We're going to continue talking more about the lattice work and what the EMF balancing is all about and how it can assist you. And some of this may or may not resonate with you, and that's for you to determine. If mm-hmm. it does, check it out and go to... Now, I would assume that there is another web address. Is there a PeggyPhoenixDubrow.com?
There will be a what we call a LatticeLogic.com.
Okay.
And when we have more time, I'm going to talk about what's happened with this lattice logic and how people are willing to embrace, okay, there's that aspect that I've just talked about, the awareness, the mm-hmm. opening, but how do you take all these energies and manifest them here? And you start first with your own life. I mean, for me, it is interesting. What has always come first for me is that my own well-being, because when I'm centered, then I can turn and say to others, let's center together, but my family, and my family's very involved with this work. And to me, it's wonderful to have such a successful public life and to have the work out there. And everybody we work with, to me, I see them as family. And as a matter of fact, wherever we go and when we address people, and my husband and I travel all over the world, we're out there a good 6 months out of the year, on and off through the year, sometimes up to 7 months, and it's been going like this for the last 13 years. There's been the work has proved itself that it keeps us moving out there. But everywhere I go, every culture, every place, I see family of humanity.
Yeah.
I see us growing together. I see us with our insights, and I also adore watching people amaze themselves. That and when you can do that, when you're able to take that deeper look at yourself and also manifest here more of who you are.
Well, we're going to talk more about all the aspects, as you've kind of touched upon, of manifesting as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to make your dreams come true. We're here every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. We're also available with archives at richarddugan.com. Just go to the radio show's page, and you will see how many programs we've done since September of 2007. Peggy has an interview that was done in 2007 that you can listen to as well, as this one when it is finally completed at the end of this hour. And we'll finish this hour up over the next 40 minutes or so as we continue. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned.
This dramatization was inspired by a real letter from allergy sufferer Steve of Florida after he discovered chloraseptic allergen block.
The dust at my job made me sick. I had an inhaler, nebulizer, and allergy medicines. Nothing worked. Picking up my expensive medicines, I found something else. Chloraseptic allergen block. This invisible gel goes around your nostrils. It blocks allergens and stops my allergy attacks. It saved my job.
Hit allergens before they hit you with Chloraseptic Allergen Block. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. Through Angel Healing House, I can help you release emotional issues and physical ailments and finally find your inner strength to regain health, clarity, and balance in your life. Find your joy again by booking your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Profile America, public service of the U.S. Census Bureau. This month, 19 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act became law. The goal was to guarantee equal opportunity for people with disabilities in public and commercial facilities, as well as employment, transportation, and services at all levels of government. There are just over 41 million people who have at least one disability. Some 11 million need assistance with one or more activities of daily living, such as taking a shower or a bath. There are 1.8 million Americans, 15 and older, who are unable to see, and 1 million who cannot hear. And there are 2.5 million who have some difficulty in having their speech understood. You can find these and more facts about America from the U.S. Census Bureau online at census.gov.
This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. Thank you for joining us on the program. My guest all the way from Sedona, Arizona, is Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, and you can go to EMF Balancing. I'm actually looking, and let me give that correct web address, EMF. Well, now I'm looking at EMF Worldwide Store. .com. Well, I've just been taken there, but because I was going to mention this wonderful book before we get into the main topic that we want to get into as we ended the last break. And this was a neat little children's book called The Gift of the Golden Dolphin. This is new for you.
Yes. I'm going to back up. We have new programs since I've spoke with you. We have something called Lattice Logic. and we have lattice logic for organizations, and we have lattice logic for children. Now, the book you're looking at is not exactly part of the program, but it all, what we're finding is that the young ones are coming, becoming more involved with the work. I have, when I was in Spain, I wound up with teenagers being at a big event we were at, giving an EMF introductory energy session. And the lattice logic for children is teaching the children about the lattice and teaching the children that they can reason in a different way. Now, I'm going to go a little bit faster. This is some new information from last year. You know, everything is going quantum now.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Any day we're going to walk into the supermarket and you're going to see quantum string beans. I'm sure of that.
Well, I'm looking for quantum Fruit Loops, but that's another story.
Oh, well, that's another deal. And so one of the things I wanted to talk about was choice.
Mm-hmm.
Charge and change.
All right, let me give the web address before we jump into that, because I want people to go to the right place.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you, love.
EMFBalancingTechnique.com. That's EMFBalancingTechnique.com. Now, let's jump into choice.
Okay. So Einstein said, the height of madness is to keep doing the same thing you've always done and expect different results. And then there's a lot of talk about choice in our arena. Many times you'll read people will say, all you need to do is make the choice, and therefore it manifests. And if it doesn't manifest, then there's many different reasons why that may not manifest. And one of the things you're often left with is, well, you just didn't believe hard enough. We're talking about and learning to work with our own energy and to sort out our energy charges. So what we say is that every thought, every word, every action, every emotion that you have generates an energy charge.
Mm-hmm.
And when you become aware of this, and then you start to use this lattice and look at yourself through the lens of the lattice, you are able to make choices about how you are spending your energy. Where are you placing your energy? The energy of your history, the energy that you have to give, the energy of receiving, the energy of potential. And so as we teach people how to do this form of quantum reasoning, people are finding that they can make choice and follow through. And that's what I'd like to see. I meet so many people aware. We all have different ideas, people filled with potentials, but it's difficult for them to make that choice and follow through with the choice to create the reality that they want to.
And yet, it's very difficult for them to even consider, let alone contemplate that, because they have been taught to go in the opposite direction, that it's not within themselves, that they aren't the ones that have the power, that they aren't the ones that have the tools and the abilities and the gifts, et cetera, to do this.
Exactly. When I did my religious life, and I did, even when I was with a guru, and I did all these different studies that I did, there was always someone else outside of me that I was looking to. Even for the universe, you can look to create what we would call the things that make us smile. You know, we don't want to put a judgment, positive, negative. Let's say it this way. There are some things you do, and they make you smile.
Mm-hmm.
There are other things you do or situations that you experience, and you don't smile a lot. Are they positive and negative? Who knows? You learn from each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're choosing a life and creating a life where you smile more, then you'd be more aware of the energies and where you're directing them and how you're working with the energy that you generate constantly and to help you create the reality that you want. I want to give an example, and for me, this was something. I mean, I travel all over the world. I've learned to speak in public places. I was never comfortable with that in the beginning. I was always afraid of people, and there's been so many changes in my life in working with the EMF balancing technique, working with the lattice, understanding more about my own energy. But the one thing that really had been hanging on was my weight. And to date, especially since I've started to understand just how important it is to sort out one's energy charges and to make decisions about where you're putting your energy, and also to allow the core of your being to be guiding you from the very core of your being, I've released 45 pounds. Now, I still have more to release, but it was the most amazing thing. I used the work. The work now is complete, by the way. I have 13 phases of this work, and the 13th phase is called the Way of the Evolutionary, and that's for the public, for anyone that wants to learn this phase. And we're making that available. There'll be a book by early next year about the lattice logic, about how to use this lattice, how to work with yourself. And within the first chapter or two, I want to make it accessible so people can start sorting out their energy very quickly and making their choices and directing their energy where they want to go.
You know, you used, I think, a very important word in reference to your weight, and that is that you released it. Now, the interesting thing is most people try to lose it. And of course, at least the word game that is played is that when you lose something, you're always trying to find it.
Yes.
Ergo, if you lose the 10 pounds, you will find it somewhere else.
Well, I would also say in our language, I would say I calibrated it.
Uh-huh.
You see, we talk about calibrating your energy, and you. Why do we calibrate our energy? It's so that we may hold more of that greater charge of who we are. So this new way of thinking, there's so much that has happened since I last spoke with you.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten much clearer. What's interesting is with the lattice logic information and the way of the evolutionary, I just returned a while ago from having two very successful events. One was in Argentina and one was in Moscow. And there were hundreds and hundreds of people who showed up. There were almost 400 people in each one of these events who came for a day of the lattice logic and the way of the evolutionary. And two-thirds of them were brand new in each class, in each country. This, to me, was really astounding. People are interested. You know how, like, it's fashionable right now to be green? I really would like it to be fashionable to be conscious. And the way that's going to happen is for people to see the results, you know?
Uh-huh.
Practical mystic at work here.
Absolutely. I mean, I would love to see that on the roadways every day, people being more conscious and aware
conscious,
of their surroundings.
Right?
Exactly.
Are you aware? And to me, this is... And mindfulness, actually, if you start to look, and I've been really... studying the words that are in mainstream, because I want to take this crazy idea of a system within your energy anatomy and that you're able to sort out your energy. It's like organization is another big topic. I love my organizational shows. There's something about divine order that really appeals to me, and this is not my nature. I am such a free spirit and such a rebel, and many of your listeners are, and the last thing I ever wanted was structure. And to learn and to have received the structure of the lattice, to receive and to work with the structure of the work, it has been so freeing. So for many of us, we in this arena, in the culture we're in, we ran from structure, and it was so important we did that. But we're at the point now that people are touching so much energy. They are wanting to be a good human being and to be... a noble human being, I guess you would say, a universal human, that what do they do with all that energy? So with this, we offer a chance for you to, it's like a schematic of your energy. And while it may sound like an idea and a concept, which in some people they're going to say, well, that sounds like a crazy concept, but maybe I'll try it. That's great. And others who are sensitive to energies or see energies, they'll often say, I feel it, or I see it, or I agree with you. There's something else that has happened. The programs, the lattice logic programs, are proving themselves out. The success with the children has been really wonderful and has also been very renewing for me. To be part of, you know, I have children and I have grandchildren, and to be part of helping to tell the generations to come, you belong to yourself, and here's an energy system that will help you know that will help you make choices in a very wise way. There's a little clip on YouTube of one of the schools that I had was able to visit when I was in Argentina, and it was just so delightful. They did an interview with me afterwards, and it was for their school, and I didn't expect them to put it on YouTube, but there it is. And, you know, to be able to tell the generations, all the generations, the possibilities are there, and here is a tool to help you do it. You know, we're waking up to the reality that we are able to co-create so much more in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we co-creating? I'm grateful to see that integrity is getting to be fashionable. To scale back and not have the biggest car on the block is getting to be fashionable. To not spend every last penny you have on oneself. It's like we're learning, we're growing. I see evolution. And by the way, I am in I am in for the debate. I believe that we are evolving in our consciousness, mm-hmm. that evolution of consciousness is happening. And of course, there's also those who would say that that's not so. And I'm happy to be in that debate. I've watched it through my own life. I watch it in the lives of people I come in contact with. We can evolve, and we are evolving. And what I'm hoping is that as we also say, save the planet, we will also say, save the human.
Yeah, well, I would love to trade in my car for one of those new Tata Namos from India that's only $2,000. I mean, you know, and gets 50 miles to the gallon. Or even convert down even below that to a little Vespa or something like that to scooter around town. But that's more on the physical realm, but that's where it manifests when you start doing those, going through those processes.
Right, and my comment, I just want to say, my comment for that is just that I believe, you know, materialism and enjoying what is here on the planet is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But when one extends themselves and they get caught in the god of materialism and that's all there is, you know, now it's getting to be that we're asking one another to think a little more about self, about family, about our neighbors, and our neighbors are worldwide. The planet is a much smaller place.
It really is.
So for me, that to me is a celebration. Meanwhile, still enjoying what the planet brings about, still enjoying one's life here on planet Earth.
Absolutely. If you've just joined us, my guest is Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, and she has a website that you can go to and check out all this information. Among other things, emfbalancingtechnique.com. That's E, M as in Mary, F, Balancing Technique, QUE.com. And you can go and check out all of this information regarding the lattice. We started talking about choice. We started out in that respect, and it's very interesting that is an interesting topic, because back in the mid 80s, there was a book that came out called Choice. That was the title of the book. It was by a wonderful author that I happened to meet and interview a few times, and actually read one of his books, Og Mandino, and it talked about that whole process of choice. And now that subject is obviously coming to the forefront. And one of the things that I found so fascinating when it comes to choice is, you know, you talk about the planet being small, and we're all so interconnected, but we're connected also to nature. Now, case in point, we have a wonderful little experience we went through this past week. We have had a large bear traveling through our little neighborhood where we live up on the pass here. Mm-hmm. And we have evidence of his being there near our chicken coop.
Oh, dear.
Okay. And different things. Fortunately, he hasn't gotten any of the chickens. But here was the thing. Amrita made a call to the game and fish department. And, of course, the person that she spoke with was pretty much talking from their procedures manual, if you will, but was in agreement with her. You know, it's like, okay, well, if he attacks one of your chickens, we can send someone up there to dispatch him, if you will. Well, we don't want to do that. We don't want to harm the bear. We're in his territory. We're in his neighborhood. And so we want to find a way to maybe send him on his way, or at least stay out of his way. And you know, because we are all sharing this space that we live in. You know, us specifically in this example, but collectively, you and I and the people that you visit around the world, we're all sharing this space. I use the analogy that if the universal power or God had intended for each one of us to live individual solitary lives, there are certainly enough planets in the universe for each one of us to occupy one. But if you notice, that didn't happen. We're all here on this one planet. So that led me to thinking, well, then that must mean we're supposed to be here to kind of get along, find ways of doing that. And so that's what we're here to try to do, to hear your story, to understand where you're coming from, and to share that with others to see if, hey, I may try what Peggy's doing. I may give that a shot, even if it's just some of the concepts that she shared on the program. Or I may go to emfbalancingtechnique.com and check out the lattice and check out the gift of the golden dolphin and other programs that are available through what you have to offer. And see what happens, and see what happens to the world. Because quite honestly, as you started out the program saying, we keep doing the same things over and over again. Do you really think we're going to get a different result? I don't think so.
Exactly. you know, in all these years of travel, you talk about the bear and you're saying you're in his space. And, of course, I live here in Sedona, and I'm in the space. We have snakes. We have spiders. Mm-hmm. I could put a leash on and walk, take a walk. I mean, I'm in their space, and it's important for me to respect them. But let's go again. My specialty and my what I've grown into is to look at another human being. And when we go around the world and I land in different countries, I do not walk into that country with, boy, have I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
I wait for the land to speak to me. I wait for the energy of the collective consciousness to speak to me. I wait and I calibrate in harmony with each culture, with their beliefs, and with where they are. And then there's a moment where I feel invited in. And then by the time I step forward to teach or I'm ready to give the class, there's a harmony. So even if we practice that, there are many of us in our belief system that practice this harmony with nature, and it's very important we do that. And I think it's important that I would like to see us make an extra effort to practice that with one another.
Yeah.
In respecting each other for the beautiful works we're doing. You know, so many times I see things that says, oh, this is more than technique. And what people don't understand is that I'm looking at their work and I'm saying, wow, that is really amazing what you're doing. I feel quite comfortable with what I have to offer. And even so, now I'm getting even more personal. I've gone from traveling around the world, going into different countries. And remember, with what I teach, I'm entering arenas where there's the shamans and the teachers, and they all have their precious piece of the truth. And I feel very honored that they're willing to say, let's take a look at what you have. And now the work has gained the reputation. And this whole concept and this whole idea that you are able to take greater responsibility for your thoughts, words, actions, emotions, and to harness your energy, to make the choice. Making the choice is one thing. Follow through with different choices is another. And for me, by the way, the weight loss has taken over a year. And it took me into a place that my inner core, and this is something that you learn about and we work with, and that you could say that we encourage through the EMF work and we encourage through the knowledge of the lattice, is for your own inner wisdom knows better. And I want to use a very down-to-earth example, because my inner core took me to exercise. I am now exercising more at 57 than I did when I was in my 30s, and I feel really good about that. But when I started out, it was very small, and the energy, it was like priming the pump. I started to put energy in that direction, and the change that I could was always like out of my reach. I could make so many other changes. I've made amazing changes in my life that people can't see, but when I stand in front of them, there I am in my full body. And I got to the point, I loved it, and I said, okay, body, this is what we do. But I'm trying to say to you and your listeners, each one of us, the weight was mine that I wanted to change that reality, to transform it. I feel healthier, stronger than I thought I could, and I'm looking forward to continuing. What is it within each one of you? Is it greater patience? Is it learning to speak up? What is it that you want to transform that is given back to you? You know, for years and years, I wanted someone to touch me and heal me. I even called a Christian hotline and asked them to pray for me. I'm fat. I have met some of the finest healers, but it was something that I had to do. So there's this balance. I see this beautiful figure eight. There was something we were asked to do. It was called by a very special guy that is one of my favorite guys. He said, be healed, go and sin no more. To me, it was be healed, go and live a life of wholeness, or be whole, whatever wholeness is. And wholeness for me was also carrying around a lot more weight. So I took it at that. But then I started to shift from my reality and to make a whole different choice. I hope I'm making sense for you and your listeners, because to me, this is profound. It is one thing we're hearing that, like The Secret has brought to the masses, that you are able to manifest your reality, and this is important, but there are details. And I'm one of these people that 30 years ago, I heard the universe wants you to live like a millionaire. Do I have 2 minutes for a funny story?
Absolutely.
This is a true story. 30 years ago, I'm hearing, live like a millionaire. The universe wants you to live like a millionaire. My first husband, bless him, I don't think I would have been patient with him as he was with me. But for 1 month, I looked at him, you know, and I'm seeing him work hard, and I would like us to be able to pay our bills and have money to share with people. And And I embrace this reality. Now, I'm young, I'm open energetically, I'm very impressionable. And so 1 month, I live like a millionaire. At the end of the month, my husband gets the bills. He says, "What is this?" Fortunately, my idea of living like a millionaire was very, very small, but mm-hmm. it made a difference. Mm-hmm. And I said, "It's the universe." I said, "The universe wants us to live like this, because if we live as if there's plenty, what will happen is it will come through." And he looks at me and he says, "Peg, we have these bills this month. You're taking this, this, and this. Do you understand what I'm saying?"
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yes, you manifest your reality. Yes, there are infinite possibilities. As someone who was such a big picture person, filled with all this energy, I've now learned it's a quantum physics approach. In quantum physics, when you observe the particle, physicists found the particle behaved differently. What I'm saying to you is when you observe your energy through the lens of the lattice, your energy, your thoughts, your words, your emotions, your actions, when you observe the energy that you're generating through the lens of the lattice, the energy will behave differently, and so will the human. And there comes the deeper change. We're in the throes of change right now, and I'm so passionate about this because I see the chance for the change, and there are little steps that will add up to big results.
Mm.
Does that make sense? I mean, I want to put a tool in people's hands that they can say, yep, I can do this.
Well, now, folks can also touch base with you through your website. You have an email address there that people can contact
absolutely.
You. And then, of course, mention that they heard you on this program so that you have a point of reference from that standpoint.
Yeah,
as
sure.
far as if this wasn't clarified for them, easier to say than to do, I suppose, or easier to do than to say. But, they, of course, they can also listen to this again and continue to kind of take it in again and again and get a greater understanding of it. It is a process that... On the surface, seems very complicated. On
yes.
the surface,
yeah.
If you're not in this realm, if you will, you're not in this consciousness. You're working there. You're trying. You're really striving, but you're not quite there. But underneath, it really is. It is very simple.
It is
extremely
simple.
Simple.
It is very simple. And there is it now. The work itself, the EMF balancing technique, to see that. So there's the lattice, the system in the energy anatomy. There's the lattice logic.
Mm-hmm.
That is a program that is now going out to organizations. We speak with businesses. And the lattice logic for children is going into schools where children are learning that there's another tool for reasoning. And this really helps them to work with their own energy. And that's exactly what we're looking at. How do we create our reality? And then there's the EMF balancing technique, the programs themselves. And that's a whole education. People can become practitioners. Well, they can start out by having sessions. They can become practitioners of the work. They can become teachers of the work. We have an education in place. And the work itself, I said this before, it's starting to go into educational institutions. We also are being... endorsed at this point. There's a man by the name of Father Hunt in New York, and Father Richard Hunt is also a psychologist, and he with Edmund Gregorian, who is a psychiatrist, the two of them have endorsed the EMF balancing technique. They've endorsed the lattice and how it helps an individual move into a more cohesive understanding of their own energy, of who they are, and it helps individuals help themselves. So we're finding endorsements and help and acceptance in places I never dreamed. And it isn't anything I set out where I had this big intention. I simply put one foot in front of the other, fell in love with Creator, fell in love with my family of humanity, learned to love myself, and then learning to love family of humanity, and it continues on and on. And I think, you know, for me, each one of us, we'd like to leave the place a little bit of a better place, the earth a little better place than it was when we first came in. Many of us are feeling the call to what does it mean to be a universal human, a noble human being. And now, like I said, I want to see it be fashionable to be aware that integrity is getting to be something that businesses are advertising as a selling point. Do you know how happy
mm-hmm.
I am to see that?
Mm.
And so for those of us who say, your listeners, myself included, I'm always challenging myself, who say, we know that there's more to us than meets the eye. We know that we're all connected. For those of us who say that, let us demonstrate it even more, because we're not walking through walls yet. We're not that transparent. We're not that full of light. We still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And so the invitation, with great love and lots of laughter, is let's keep going.
Yeah, and of course I have to question the essential aspects of wanting to walk through walls. To what end? I would much rather learn how to teleport to different parts of the world
rather than
go through walls. But
you're really good, Richard. Every time I put myself in one of those metal tubes and I'm hurled across space, I keep thinking, I can't wait till we can transport ourselves there.
what they call bilocation, where you're actually in two places at once.
I think I'll get the first part first. Yeah. I expect there's going to be a lot of electricity and a lot of energy when we do that, and we don't want to go frying everything up. We'll do it first and get that one down and for me, and then I'll bilocate. I need some baby steps.
There you go. Let's take one step at a time. Now, as we continue talking here, let me get your impressions, if I might. People have been seeing the previews of a movie that's coming out in November. It's tied to an event, supposedly an event, that is coming up in about 2.5 years.
Yep.
And a lot of emotions are being charged up.
Yes.
A lot of negative emotions, because they think that this cataclysmic event, this single moment in time, is going to happen. Yet we've talked on this program about how this event, if you want to put it in those terms, has actually already begun. And it
Absolutely.
Started maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Absolutely.
And will continue long after that moment in time passes.
So look at all the energy that's being brought up and branded with fear.
Yeah.
So, but I will say this. The energy that's brought up, sometimes fear, let's face it, is a good motivator.
Well, that's true. In
so
one sense,
let's
sure.
put a positive on this. Mm-hmm. To me, 2012 is a window of opportunity. There is a measuring, and I believe a measuring within. And just to get it clear, I believe the measuring is already beginning myself. And the measuring is this, just how much unity have we created inside of ourselves. My belief, and this is just my little piece of the puzzle, is that I think that as we demonstrate this unity that we're working with, whatever is inside of us in 2012 is what we're going to live with outside of us. So I see it as an inner-outer kind of experience. But it's interesting, speaking with you, sometimes fear motivates people to look and see if there's more. Mm-hmm. And if fear has motivated someone to listen to this program, I would ask them to take a look inside of themselves to see what's there. I know the movie you're talking about.
Yeah.
And
the previews themselves are pretty dramatic.
Yes,
and obviously
are.
That's to get people into the theater.
Sure, it gets people into the theater. It gets people thinking. Personally, I think for the way people are today, it's almost like that's what will encourage people to think a little more or question a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with the conversations. And, I mean, I talk to lots of people, strangers, people that I just meet. Quite often they'll say, so what do you do? And I say, well, I travel around the world, and they teach people about the electromagnetic field of their body. And I teach them how it affects their wellness, and how it affects their evolution, and just how connected we are. And instead of backing up 5 steps these days, like they did at one time, they don't anymore. They come closer. They want to know more. They say things like, you're talking about energy, or you're talking about chi. Or every once in a while, I remember the pilot who said to me, wait a minute, my wife is weird like you. Can I have your card? And others, nice. And one man looked at me and he said, that's so important. He said, thank you so much. And we had this wonderful conversation. So
yeah.
So what am I saying with all this? Do I think that people are going to buy into this frenzied fear that's being put in the movie theaters and suddenly we're going to have panic in the streets? No, I don't believe that. I believe that human beings are more evolved than that. But will it make people think? If it worries them to think, well, let's make the change. Let's get things turned around.
Mm-hmm.
much more going on in the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's more going on here. We're going to have to take a little break here. We're going to take a pause, and then we're going to come back with our final moments with Peggy Phoenix Dubrow here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World.
Have you lost direction in life? Do you constantly worry or give to others but deny your own heart? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
What's the most important factor in selecting a roofing contractor? What good is your bargain-priced roof when you discover that the contractor's no longer in business when you have a problem? Jack at Action Roofing has been serving Carpinteria to Santa Ynez for over 20 years, a statement very few can make. Experience means good advice on selecting the correct roofing material, appropriate ventilation control, optional skylights, and most importantly, professional installation, guaranteed. From composition to slate or concrete tiles, Jack at Action Roofing will recommend the best roof that fits the style of your house, as well as the budget of your wallet. Let Action Roofing give you the peace of mind knowing you've properly covered the biggest investment you own. Action Roofing's gutter and downspout division will protect your eaves from dry rot and prevent water from pooling at your foundation. When was the last time you had a gutter and downspout tune-up? Take action. Call Action Roofing at 966-3696. 966-3696.
This dramatization was inspired by a real letter from allergy sufferer Bob of Missouri after he discovered Chloraseptic Allergen Block.
After suffering from hay fever all my life, my girlfriend bought me Chloraseptic Allergen Block, this invisible gel you apply around your nostrils to block allergens. I tried it before mowing my lawn. No sneezing. Plus, it stopped my nose tickle. I'm a lifelong user in the making.
Hit allergens before they hit you with Chloraseptic Allergen Block. Use as directed.
Empties out as you go. Oh, walk with me, talk with me, tell me your story.
New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, as we are coming to fast approaching the end of our program, an hour with Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. EMFBalanceTechnique.com is the website. That's E-M as in Mary, F, dot EMFBalancingTechnique.com. Getting a little ahead of myself there, and we encourage you to go there and check out the information that she has shared with us. Listen to this interview again. It'll be posted up on our website, richarddugan.com, following this program about 10-15 minutes from now. It'll be available for you to listen to and even download and listen to it again, and maybe go back to the previous program we did back in I think it was either November or December of 2007. I get asked this question after some of my programs. So what did you talk about? I don't know. Once it's done, I don't think too much about it. I will direct you to the website and to the radio show's page and listen to the archives.
Well, here's what I would like for people to be aware of. There's this crazy lady, and she says there's a system in our energy anatomy. And she's saying that through this system, we take a little bit of time to understand it, we will be able to, with greater clarity and focus, and these are the two things I'm finding people want all over the world, be able to take charge, and I'm using the words, it's a play on words, to take charge of our reality, to take charge of our energy, and to choose where we're placing our energy in our lives, and to be more conscious of that. That's the beginning. See it as a consciousness container. Forget about everything else and just start from there to help you sort yourself out at the deepest level possible. And the reason you sometimes feel like, well, what did we talk about, is because there's so much we are becoming aware of at this time. It's like having a messy consciousness closet.
Yeah.
And there's so much we have in there that it's important for us to take time to sort out the energy charges.
Mm.
And then when you do that, you are able to be much clearer and more focused and making the wisest choices you can.
Before we wrap up the program, I have one final question for you.
Sure.
Now, you say you've been doing this for 20 years,
yeah,
and you've been involved in this work, and certainly there were things that you could have done other than this, certainly all kinds of different educational possibilities, because we talked about that at the beginning of the program, all of the possible choices we could make. Why this? Why now?
It is interesting that we are at this particular point with 13 phases of a work that will help people strengthen and stabilize themselves. I also believe that it's time for the quantum reasoning. People are looking, when I look at all the different things that are being taught, I'm hearing this from many people around the world, when they look at the lattice, they say the lattice is the mechanism for working with the matrix or the morphogenic field or however you see it. It's the mechanism to help you be able to manifest what is being said is possible at this time. Somehow or another, and I don't necessarily know why, I only know I put one foot in front of the other, and I can tell you all these years, there have been points it wasn't so easy. There were times I was so amazed at the ignorance. I expected some of it to come, a lot of it to come from outside of our culture, and that's a judgment. But when you put your heart and soul out there and you're involved with people that are, what I feel we're doing is we're putting the puzzle piece together. Here. Do I have 2 more minutes? Where are we at? 1 minute.
We are at about a minute and a half,
okay.
So give it to me in
that
short time.
Here you go. Here's my idea of creation. There was a time we were all one, and we were vibing together, and we were all energy and light and doing all that thing, and then one of us, maybe one of your listeners, had an idea. And the idea was, let's pretend we're separate. You manifest, and you hold this piece of the puzzle, and you hold this, and you hold this, and you hold this, and we all hold a piece of puzzle. And then we're going to put them all back together again, and we'll have all this experience, and we will remember. And I believe that when we agreed to do that, as we were separating into this appearance of separateness, the last thing we said to each other was, won't this be fun? 2012 is a measuring, and what I see, why now, why this is my piece of the puzzle, and I put it out there, and it's amazing to see that people have responded to it, and they come forward and they say, wow, this helps me work with my their own piece of the puzzle. And I believe what's happening is that for those of us who can get together and piece a picture of reality that will create great change for more harmony, more inclusiveness, because the age of Aquarius is finally here and the main message is inclusiveness, then we will be able to turn the tide of reality on this planet. And I'm happy to be part of it at this time. And thank you for asking that question. It's a great question.
Well, thank you for sharing your time with us and for answering all these questions and for making the information available to us. And we hope to have you back again, probably maybe the first part of next year. We'll talk further about this because I know you have some other things that are going on.
I have a book, and I want to thank you. I have a book that will be ready by then. But, Richard, let me thank you because this is a place where you allow us to put our pieces of the puzzle together. It's awesome. It's a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you. And the thing is you don't have to hammer the piece into place. It will either fit or it won't fit. That's a beautiful thing. Again, thank you, Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, for joining us. Stay on the line, and we'll be talking with you after the program. We encourage you to stay connected to richarddugan.com. Tell me your story, New Paradigms for a New World, every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here. And we encourage you to also check out the radio show archives at richarddugan.com, as well as many of the other programs that we've done. We ask you to join us every Saturday at the same time for this program. Until next Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, love to Lal. Have a great day.